I'm here with Jean Fleck, and we just wanted to give you a sneak peek into what you can expect at our December workshop, where we're going to be talking about the overlap between sensory processing and learning. Jean is the newest addition to our Sensational Achievements team, and we're very excited to have her doing educational consulting and multisensory tutoring. So, Jean, can you tell us a little bit more about what you would do as a multisensory tutor?
Well, what I would do as a multisensory tutor is probably the same thing I did as a special ed teacher. I look at a task and I break the task down into a million pieces and then I try and build it back up. In terms of its relationship to sensory, I would present the activity with as many sensory modalities as I possibly could, whether it be movement, whether it be singing, whether it be dancing, as much as I could, so that the child can access that activity through his strengths.
And how about the educational consulting? Why did you get interested in that?
I'm very interested in the educational consulting because I've sat across from many tables, SRBI meetings, PPT meetings, and looked at parents who either had the knowledge, but it was just coming in at them too quickly, too much, or parents who didn't know anything about the process and were absolutely inundated with the information. I think we as professionals on the other side of the table forget that some of the terms that we use every day, are unfamiliar. And I think we have to do a better job of explaining to the parents what those terms mean. Part of that, I see a huge part of that, is looking at this document that the parents are given and helping them to understand not whether it's good or bad, but what each thing means. What is a goal? What is an objective? What are the reporting procedures? What does that mean? Why does the report card look different from the IEP? Just in general, to help parents through this very daunting task.
Now, we will be having more workshops and hopefully an entire series where you can expand a little bit more on those individual topics, and they will also be open to the community. But what do you think that teachers should know about kids with sensory processing disorders that they may not get taught through their professional development?
Well, professional development is another topic in and of itself. I think that sensory processing should be very much part of the professional development, because if teachers don't understand or even know that sensory processing disorders are real, then they can't help it. They can't help the child, because virtually they need to know that from the minute that child enters the classroom door in the morning, virtually every single thing that they are asking that child to do will become more difficult if the child has sensory processing disorders. And that's from hanging up their stuff in the closet, to sitting on the rug, to initiating a task. And the teachers have to know it's real. And I'm not sure that they consider it a real thing. That's a general statement, but I think they need to know and see that with specific activities, they can reach all the children, regardless of what their sensory processing disorders may be.
Now, we've talked a lot about how to change activities and embed the right kinds of movement that's both going to support self-regulation as well as help children's bodies work for them rather than against them. So how do you hope that working with Sensational Achievements is going to allow you to impact the lives of families in a way that you may not have been able to while you were teaching in a more general education setting?
Well, firstly, I am going to be learning right along with everybody else, learning all about sensory modalities and how it affects the child. I hope to, through breaking down a task and embedding sensory activities, for example, sight words, using movements to do sight words, using movements, using screens, using different tools to write with, just bombarding the child with as many different means to access that activity. And the activity, what I want parents to know is the activity does not exist in a vacuum. It's not just a piece of paper, write your alphabet. It's a lot more than that. And I hope through my working with the children that I can show the parents, demonstrate for the parents, and they can carry it through at home, how they can change that writing the alphabet into something that will help their child.
So collaborating with the occupational therapist of sensory achievements, our goal is really to design a highly customized educational and multi-sensory tutoring intervention that's going to capitalize on the things that allow the child to learn best and the right types of sensory inputs that really not just help them self-regulate so that they can pay attention to the learning task, but also whether it's using a tactile activity or doing movement in combination with memory games or things like that to really utilize those sensory opportunities to enhance that particular child's learning style and to help get their bodies working for them for each of the academic tests.
I think that it's important for me and for anybody who works with a child. And even though I've been teaching for 45 years, I'm still learning all of this, that the child also doesn't exist in a vacuum. He's not one piece OT, one piece PT, one piece reading, one piece, it all works together. So collaboration between the disciplines and collaboration with the people who bring those things to the table, collaboration with the occupational therapist, collaboration with the whole team at Sensational Achievements, collaboration with the parents, and hopefully collaboration with the teachers as well.
Great. Well, I'm very excited to do this workshop on December 14th, I believe. It's a Thursday. Yes. And we are going to be offering it both in the morning and in the evening. So there will be two opportunities for parents to attend depending on their schedule. And we really hope to see you there. Thanks so much, Jean, for coming in. And we will see you in December.
Thank you.